Welcome back to another episode of the Chats with Clark podcast. I'm your host, Joe Clark, and here at Chats with Clark, we don't do poppy intros. We get straight to the point. And the point of today's episode, episode 50, is, first of all, a quick thank you to all of our listeners and viewers who make this podcast what it is. The community that we have built here is truly such a blessing. So thank you for the opportunity to do this 50 times over. Today, we're going to switch it up, and the point is going to be about the power of a question. I'm going to do this one on my own because it's been on my mind and I haven't done a solo episode in quite a bit. So happy to get to it. The first thought you might have, which would be fitting, would be, why is a question important? Why does it matter, right? Fitting. Well, let's get it from Einstein first. He says, learn from yesterday, live for today, hope for tomorrow. The important thing is not to stop questioning. So on the premise that we can all agree that Albert Einstein has some validity and was probably a great mind, because I've never met him personally, I just go off of what I've learned, then we can assume that questions are, in fact, important. To me, as a society, I don't think we ask questions enough. I think, generally speaking, we've kind of shifted our maybe behavior to just tell. We tell all the time. We go around and we tell. We post to social media. We tell. It's all telling. We just tell. And everything that we feel, we put out there. As opposed to this notion of maybe asking a question, sitting back, and perhaps the analytical approach, which was definitely more prevalent prior to now. So with that being said, I really think that asking questions is a practice. I think there is an art to it. Anyone who has performed an interview, whether it's from a job HR perspective to sitting at a desk in like a news anchor setting, or even like me on a podcast, I think you know very well that it's a practice. It's something that you must do repetitively, strategically to get better at it. And so really, at the root, I think questions are designed to gather more information. So it's this idea that we can take some knowledge of whatever it is that we're questioning or talking about or discerning, and then formulate a thought relevant enough to push for more. And pushing for more is always beneficial to help us grow, to help whatever the idea is get bolstered. But also, it allows us to know how to act. Furthermore, I think questions are the basis of a story. I think we look at this in much cinema, literature, and so on, right? Like take the Star Wars series, the original three. I think one of the big premises is Darth Vader Luke's father? That is an underlying theme. And that question summarizes that theme to a T. And then, of course, it comes to this great moment at the end where it's like, oh my gosh, Luke is his father. They toil for a while. And then Darth Vader, of course, turns into that fatherly figure and ultimately saves Luke from the Emperor. So questions are at the root of the stories, right? It's at the basis of our being. We ponder often, right? Are there aliens in outer space? For my Christian brothers and sisters, one of the main messages in the Christian faith is from Jesus himself when he asked the question, who do you say that I am? It's a matter of, who am I to you? These questions are just examples that I pose out there to say, maybe there is quite a pertinence that we ought to consider. I have a background in English and in education, and throughout those times of studying it and, of course, teaching and facilitating it and so on, there's a lot of writing that goes on. And when I was thinking about this episode, about the prevalence, the power of a question, I was thinking about how when teaching to write, oftentimes I teach this expansion idea. And really, just to boil it down, we from a society standpoint, talk about this very early on. It's the who, what, where, when, why, how, right? Like I start giving you that litany and you have PTSD back to those grade school, middle school years where it's like, oh my gosh, like learning how to write is really that. But once we start doing that in our writing, then we notice, oh, this becomes easier. Again, pointing to the fact that asking questions is a practice. When we talk about who is doing it, we ask about the what, the where's, the when's, all of this fills in the gaps in our minds. Much to the argument that people believe that history is important, that is simply a way of knowing the past so that we can ask questions about the future, ask questions about where we are now. So if asking questions is important in general, then I think we can kind of agree on this idea that asking questions about ourselves is probably the most important, dare I say, because if we ask questions about ourselves, then we can find ways to better our lives and to be more in tune with us and more in tune with what we are trying to do in this world. So going to a Jesuit high school, we practice this examination, right? There's this, it was called the exam, and it's like an examination of conscience. It's one of those practices, again, where each day we would take time to look at our actions, and it's like, okay, where am I wreaking havoc in the world? And where did I do somewhat decently here? And how can I continue to do more of the somewhat decent things and less of the wreaking of havoc? So by asking questions of ourselves, by asking ourselves questions like we do when we're writing, the who's important, the what am I doing, right? The where's, the when's, the why is a big one, the why's a big one, the how. We find out more about us. And the closer that we become to who we are destined to be, then the better our lives will be, and the better our lives will be for others, for everyone else in our life and those with whom we encounter. It's that question of, what is it that God wants of me? What is it that I want of myself? Why does it matter in the first place? Why do I want those things? Why does God want those things? What does this look like? And I think that these examinations of selves really do lead to further truths and just knowledge about us. There's a Margaret Wheatley quote, who is an author, graduated from Harvard, and ultimately she says that we need to keep writing. We need to keep experiencing the toggling of questions. We need to keep experiencing tinkering with ideas. Because the second that we do not do that, we are lost in a stagnation. I'm paraphrasing, but Wheatley brings up a great point, because she's saying without questions, we'll never progress. Without questions, we become complacent with what we have and where we are. Think about it. If we, as people, from even just a young age, never asked any questions, we would never grow more. We would never do more. We would always just stay the same. And if people, maybe parents, maybe guardians, whomever the case may be, teachers, allowed us to not ask questions or did not expand, then we would just be very poorly minded individuals. Further, I think personally, like, I always try and do this just on my own. This is kind of a quick tangent here. I think about this all the time when I'm driving. I'll be driving, right? And then someone will do something on the road that you're kind of questioning. It makes you wonder. It's kind of like the head scratch, right? It's like, why did that person just do that? And I use this example because I think we all can relate to it. The second that you drive a car for more than about an hour, you're going to have an experience, heck, probably more than 10 minutes. You're going to have an experience where this is the case, where someone does something that you can't really explain. So then it begs me the question. It's like, typically a lot of people default to anger, which that's a whole different conversation. There's really no need to get upset. It's their decisions. They're going to do them. You have no control over them. So just be aware, right? Number one. But number two, I think it's more powerful in my mind to start asking the questions. It's like, what, I wonder what that person's like doing, or what that person's thinking, or what that person's going through that maybe plays into these decisions. And the more I start doing it, I just start reflecting. Then it's like, okay, well, how would I respond in X situation? And by putting myself into those fake hypotheticals, I can tinker and toil with ideas that further expands my mind. And so I think like that's such a practice that really we can kind of just apply to anything. It's like, okay, well, why am I doing this? Or like, why am I behaving this way? Or what is the root cause of my X emotion? And when we pinpoint that, then again, we find a deeper truth. And then it's like, okay, once now I've narrowed it down to this, then it says, okay, well, let's start asking more questions about that. What is it that's about this truth that matters? And so now you've gone from, why do I feel this way, to, oh, it's this reason. Okay, well, what does that reason even matter? And then you ask questions about that, and then you could further break it down. And it's like a web. I mean, you see me moving my hands even. It's like a Madam Web situation where it's all intertwined and just keeps expanding. So that's just kind of a little bit of a sidebar there. Back to the notion that asking questions is a practice. I think the most difficult part about asking a question is this idea that we have to have some sort of understanding first. we all have heard the phrase, or like, I don't know if this is a stupid question. It's like, well, there is such a thing as stupid questions, for sure, because we've all heard them. I don't think that it's something that we would ever voice. But it's a stupid question sometimes when we take information that is apparent or that is crass or something to that effect that is amiss in some way and pose a question on that, because it's like you have a shaky foundation. So what I'm getting at is that foundation of our question really does matter. And so insofar that we're going to practice the act of questioning, we also have to practice the idea that that retention of some knowledge of some sort to ask a question in the first place. And to do that, I think there's an innate necessity for a keen sense of awareness of the world around us, or a keen sense of understanding of kind of how things operate. And once we can do that, we can garner enough information about whatever the thing is that we're questioning to formulate the thought. I always toss out the example that science and the science world for me is something that I don't understand as well as the language world. Hence, I suppose I sit here and talk to you on a podcast and dive into these thoughts. It's not really talking to, it's just me sharing thoughts, and I hope we all dive in them together, but I digress. For me to ask a formulated question on a science topic is far more difficult than it is for me to ask a question about language, about communications, about human behavior, about anything like that, that is a little more on the mindset realm and the language realm. So I default to this notion of the writing questions to me. It's the who, the what, the where, the when, the why, the how. And if you can use one of those as the kind of the starting point for the question, then I think we can perhaps ask that question in a way that is conducive to a result that we want to hear. But I feel like we have to have enough information to even know what we're talking about, like so much so to even ask the question in the first place. It's kind of like a tool in a way to help us expand from the spark notes of our knowledge to getting the whole book. I think that's maybe an analogy that's not perfect, but does at least make the point. And one of the final aspects about this that I've kind of been tinkering with is, much like everything, there are degrees to it. There are degrees to questions. And again, I guess it kind of ties into the writing thing, that ties into the stupid questions idea. There are definitely degrees to questions. Some questions are better than others. Just from an interpersonal standpoint, think about when you ask yourself, it's like you ask yourself a yes or no question, or you ask yourself a question along the lines of the whys. I mean, these are questions that vary in severity and vary in the ways in which we can open our minds and the what can be revealed to us, right? So one of the basic premises of this podcast has always been that if we find out what's behind our actions, we find out what's behind our interests, the rationale behind each of these things, the whys, again, we have the ability to form deeper connections than if we just go off the basic simple things of, say, hey, we both like football, or whatever the case may be. It's the why do we both like football that is deeper rooted. So to me, asking questions about roots, again, that foundation, are some of the best questions and some of the ways that we can scaffold whatever the idea is that with which we're asking questions. So when we look around us, there's a lot happening all the time. Our brain's taking in so much. And with all of the things that we place upon ourselves as important, I think being able to ask a question should be near the top for a lot of reasons, and hopefully we've kind of dove into some of them. And the last point that I think is incredibly powerful, again, important, I wish I had a better, more stinging word, but when you ask a question, it's not so much to others. It's not so much about yourself anymore. And so often, I guess, in society, we all get wrapped up in, again, ourselves. We're in a telling society. What we do is we tell. We say, we tell. And instead, when we ask a question, it shifts the lens of focus off of ourselves, which maybe for 2 seconds might be a really freaking good thing. So there's a lot of value in that. It's inherently more humble, I think, to ask than it is to tell. And there's nothing wrong with a little humility. So I feel like as our society is really focused on just putting information out there, mass overload of information, there's importance in stepping back, analyzing, asking a question, and allowing conversation to flow that way. I guarantee in our lives, the more questions we ask, the better conversations we have, the more questions we have, the deeper our relationships will be. The more questions we ask of ourselves, the better versions of ourselves we will become. Of course, there's actions that come with this all too, but by asking the question in the immediate, in the first place, it opens the doors for us to have a deeper understanding of what each of those things might be. So whenever there's something that we deem important, we ought to ask a question about it, and we ought to actually ask many questions about it and take it that way. So we kind of started off talking about Einstein, and we're going to dive right back into it. Learn from yesterday, live for today, hope for tomorrow. The important thing is not to stop questioning. The power of a question is incredibly important. The power of a question is the bane of our being. It's, why am I here? What is my purpose here? Who am I supposed to be? How am I supposed to do it? When? Probably now. Where? Probably here. But these questions all are so important. So we think about what we learned from when we were very young, and it's who, what, where, when, why, how. We focus on the roots of things. We look at them and say, I have this understanding of whatever at a base level. How can I scaffold it? And again, this can be applied to our relationships, to ourselves, to that with which we toil, to whatever our job is. And by asking questions, we will live more fruitful lives. As always, I thank you for tuning in to episode 50, which was definitely a different pace, a different speed than what's been typical on Chats with Clark. I really encourage you to go and check out the other 49 episodes that have led up to this. I'm beyond grateful and blessed to have had many wonderful guests on the podcast, and will continue to do so throughout, hopefully, the years to come. That is the goal. So God willing, right? May we all think about the power of a question. May we all ask great questions of ourselves and of each other. The only thing that I really hope you don't ask a question about is going and hitting that subscribe button if you haven't already. I am immensely grateful for the production team at Straw Hat Media for all that they have helped me to do in producing this podcast, and of course the clips that we come to you with. So thank you to all who have listened. I am your host, Joe Clark, hosting episode 50 of Chats with Clark regarding the power of a question. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.